Hello and welcome back to another episode of Bases Loaded. We will be discussing on this episode some NFL offseason news, including some big news in regards to, we'll have announced yesterday that the Broncos will be releasing quarterback Russell Wilson. I believe it's on the 12th or the 13th when the new, NFL season officially kicks off. We had the retirement announcement yesterday of center Jason Kelce of the Philadelphia Eagles, and some other NFL news. They had the NFL Combine. That was, I believe, it ended on Sunday, and it started last Wednesday. It's usually like 4 or 5 days long. And then we'll do MLB spring training. We had some, key free agents that signed in this past week. And we only have really two big market free agents left. And they're both starting pitchers, both left-handers, Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery. And then we'll do some NBA. We're kicking off, we're a couple of weeks now past, the All-Star break. We're about a month past almost a month from the trade deadline. And we're about, another little over a month until we will start, the NFL or NBA playoffs, I should say, not NFL. Whew. Yeah. And then, we're going to have a nice little month here for sports. And then we'll have March Madness in 2 weeks, I believe it starts. Well, at least with those first four games. The first four games, and then, the official, actual 64-team tournament will kick off that Thursday. So we'll talk a little bit about that and, I guess kind of the implications of where we're going in regards to the sporting world as of now. So yeah, going into the NFL offseason news, we're almost a month past from the conclusion of Super Bowl 58, and we had, like I said, the NFL scouting combine finished up this past Sunday. Free agency, I believe, will start up, I think, when the start of the new season or NFL season, so that 12th, 13th type of thing, I believe. And then we'll have, the draft is late April, and then, that's after the draft, then, we pretty much, pretty much full circle right into this, new season. I mean, after that, the draft, we'll have 2 months until we do the off season training camps and then stuff like that. So, free agency is the jump start for the new season, then, because then, that can change your stuff going into the draft. And if you sign, a receiver or something like that, or another position of need in free agency, then, you might change your draft outlook for, round one, or for sure, the later rounds. So, the Broncos announced yesterday they'll be releasing quarterback Russell Wilson. After 2 years as a starter, he had a record of 11-19 and was benched for the final two games of this past season. And by releasing him, the Broncos will take in $85 million in dead money, which, from as I saw yesterday, is an NFL record. And this is close to 2 years after the Broncos traded for him, and then also him signing a pretty big extension. So, yeah, he is 35 years old, looking for a, new team. We'll see what, exactly the quarterback market looks like. Because of, now he's probably one of the two big name free agents, quarterback free agents, him and then Kirk Cousins, who I'd be surprised if Kirk Cousins doesn't re-sign like a 1-year deal with the Vikings. As we know, he likes it there with the Vikings in Minnesota. Seems like from what it, like the Vikings are, you know, looking at trading him last year at the trade deadline. It seemed that he probably would have vetoed any trade for his no trade clause, and then it was a couple weeks, you know, after that that he got injured. Or it was like right around the time too, so where he also, you know, tore his Achilles and missed the rest of the season. So I'd be surprised if he doesn't re-sign with the Vikings. Russell Wilson, you know, could be, you know, I mean, it's probably not going to be like, you know, a team with like, has one of the top 5 picks in the draft. As you know, I expect, you know, the top 3 teams to probably draft quarterbacks: the Bears, Commanders, Patriots. For sure there. I mean, maybe if the Patriots decide not to draft a quarterback and, you know, draft a receiver, then maybe, you know, that'll change how that goes. But it seems like the, what is it? I know, like this, I mean, it seems like the Steelers, who else is kind of probably heavy? The Las Vegas Raiders. We have the Atlanta Falcons are pretty quarterback needy. Some of these teams are, I mean, Atlanta's probably the more, you know, interesting option. Certainly they have like some skill position players, so like, you know, like getting a quarterback would at least help them out. Like they have, you know, receiver Drake London, tight end Kyle Pitts. They have B.J. Robinson as running back, but also, I mean, he's running back, but he also has like some, like receiving capabilities. Not to like Christian McCaffrey's level, but like he's pretty solid in the passing game as well. So these are some places where he could sign, you know, free agency wise, and, you know, be put in position to, like, you know, help, and then, you know, then, like, you know, if they don't draft a quarterback, and, like, you know, round 1 or, like, round 2 type of thing, then, you know, use those picks to keep building around them and stuff. So those are probably the 3 likely options for him being signed. You know, if those teams don't decide that they like some of the other quarterbacks outside of, like, you know, the ones that are regarded as the top 3. So, like, yeah, if they don't like a J.J. McCarthy, a Bo Nix, Michael Penix, then, you know, I mean, McCarthy probably will be a first-round pick, so if they don't like Nix or Penix Jr., then their best option probably would be to, you know, sign Russell Wilson. Or, you know, it seems like, yeah, the Bears will select Caleb Williams 1 overall. So then, like, you know, they could trade Justin Fields to one of these teams, or one of these teams might, you know, feel the need to, you know, get on that situation and, like, you know, trade for him. And then, like, I mean, they'll probably give to, like, you know, a 2nd-round pick, you know, at the minimum, and then, or maybe like a 3rd that becomes a 2nd and stuff like that. So, you know, that's probably the 2 options for them at this point. You know, if you don't sign, you know, the agent or like free agent or made a trade, then, you know, you might have to become a little bit more aggressive in, like, you know, rounds 2 and 3 in the draft to try and get, you know, one of those quarterbacks that you need. Because, yeah, I don't think, yeah, outside of, like, yeah, Wilson and Cousins, I don't think there's any more free agents as of now. I think the Steelers really, Kenny Pickett, I think. Or was it Mason Rudolph? I think they released one of their quarterbacks. So there's an option, but, I mean, they probably won't get, I mean, they're definitely, like, you know, a 3rd-string quarterback, you know, or something like that. Maybe a backup, depending on, like, you know, the team and, you know, what their depth chart is at that position. So, yeah. So that's, like, you know, the one big news. And, like, yeah, we had returner Jason Kelce, who it seemed like it was pretty much, bound to happen. It's from what, like, the thoughts were, like, after the Eagles playoff loss to the Buccaneers, that he talked to, like, he told teammates that that was his last game. And, like, you know, more speculation throughout the offseason or, you know, since that game to, like, now. And then, you know, yesterday with the press conference, you know, announced his retirement, you know, pretty much confirming that. And, yeah, this is 13 seasons. You know, led the Eagles to 2 Super Bowls, a Super Bowl, you know, win. I think he said he was a 6-time All-Pro or Pro Bowler, and then 4 or 5-time first team, you know, All-Pro type of thing. So, I mean, you know, he's definitely going to go into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, yesterday, yeah, NASA confirmed, I mean, like, his parents were there, his wife, his brother Travis. So, yeah, that, you know, changes, you know, in the Eagles outlet. I mean, there isn't really, I don't think, any, like, true centers, a whole lot of true centers in the draft in regards to, you know, I think there's one, he's, like, Power Johnson from Oregon. He's, like, the main kind of, like, center draft prospect that there is. So maybe they draft that, him, if they can get him, though some mock drafts have him being taken, like, in their early 20s. Just a couple picks ahead of, like, where the Eagles are. The Eagles, I mean, also need to address, you know, the secondary as their corners. Both their corners are, like, you know, in their 30s now. So trying to, like, add a little bit more depth, and they allowed a lot of passing yards, you know, last season. So trying to probably improve there is also a need. So, you know, they have some decisions to make. I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, he's definitely going to be going to the Hall of Fame. And now the Eagles have to try and, you know, with the impossible task right now, trying to find a replacement at center for that. I mean, they also have, like, you know, their right tackle, Lane Johnson's also, you know, getting up there in age. So they're kind of, like, you know, their two, like, Hall of Fame offensive linemen are either, as a Kelce, retired or, like, you know, going to retire probably in a couple of years. So, and, you know, yeah, I don't think there's, I don't, not that I know of many free agent, you know, centers in the draft. Yeah, there's an Orton center. Not a whole lot that I know of, like, actual true centers. So they'll have to see that. And then, you know, go from there. So, yeah, it's definitely a switch in their off-season plans. But, I mean, if, you know, Kelce did tell his teammates after the playoff game that that was his last game, then I'm sure, you know, he probably had spoken with, you know, the general manager and stuff like that, and owners, stuff like that. So, you know, like, you know, kind of at least saw this coming eventually, and, like, you know, started kind of making an off-season plan of how they want to deal with that, you know, hole in their lineup, the roster. So yeah, those are the two, like, main ones. Let's see, in regards to, like, yeah, the Super Bowl champion Chiefs, they released Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and in doing so saved $12 million in cap space. And they franchised Ted Ladarius Sneed, their cornerback, because it was, like, pretty much between, you know, franchise tagged him or Chris Jones. So it seems like, yeah, they're doing, so yeah, they franchise tagged Sneed, and then, you know, trying to work out a deal with Chris Jones. You know, longer than last year, it was just a 1-year deal. So other than that, yeah, that's really all the off-season news as of now. We, I mean, yeah, I didn't watch any of the only thing I know from, like, the past, you know, week that happened at the NFL Combine was that Xavier Worthy receiver from Texas, Texas, University of Texas, set the record for the 40-yard dash with a 4.21 40-meter dash time, or 40-yard dash time. So that kind of, you know, definitely helped his, you know, draft stock to maybe shoot him from, like, you know, an early second-round, early mid-second-round pick to, like, you know, maybe a late first-round pick, depending on, like, how the receivers get drafted in round one. So, I don't know if they even showed it. I know in the past, like, the NFL Network has shown it. So I'm sure if anyone was, like, broadcasting it, it was them. But I didn't hear anything about it or anything like that. So as far as I'm aware, like, yeah, I don't know if they did anything like that. So that's kind of all I really have for NFL news. At least, you know, in terms of offseason, is like, you know, as we get to, like, free agency starting, then, like, you know, we'll have some, like, free signings and stuff like that. So, like, you know, it'll pick up a little bit, and then we'll have the draft, you know, in April. So that is NFL news as of now, or, you know, what's been happening since our last show. I mean, the biggest news, you know, happened yesterday. So, which happened to be my birthday, so I appreciate them giving me NFL news to talk about on my show this week on my birthday, so that was nice. Thank you. Not that they had that planned or anything, but, you know, still kind of cool, or interesting at least. So, yeah, moving to MLB spring training. We're about what? I think we're, like, you know, about a week and a half almost at this point into spring training. You know, we finally had some free agency signings. Two of the big, you know, remaining free agents left on the market signing with center fielder / first baseman / you know, DH Cody Bellinger re-signing with the Cubs for 3 years, $80 million with an opt-out after each of the first two seasons. And third baseman Matt Chapman signing with the San Francisco Giants. Dan, it was like a 3-year deal. I think it was like 50-some million, though. And also included an opt-out after those first two seasons. So Giants have definitely been, you know, spending some money this offseason. You know, they signed Jorge Soler to, I think that was a 4-year deal. And that was like, it had been like, you know, end of January, like into February type of thing. And they also signed like one of the Japanese free agent. I believe it was an outfielder. I think it was a right fielder type of thing, outfielder situation. So they definitely spent some money. Cody Bellinger comes back to the Cubs, which, like, he had wanted to. And then, like, also the Giants were also in talks with him to sign him. But I think that after the Giants, like, you know, had spent this money on, like, you know, both Soler and then the Japanese free agent, you know, their outfield depth, you know, didn't need his home much, a lot. But I mean, Bellinger to play first base as well, you know, DH, you know, as well, too, if, you know, there isn't a whole lot of room in the outfield or anything like that, or, you know. But, yeah, like I said, like, yeah, the two remaining big free agent names are pitchers Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery. Let's see, it's March 5th. We're about, you know, 3 weeks or so, I think, from the start of the, you know, regular season for MLB. So, and, like, Cody Bellinger signed last week or something like that, maybe 2 weeks ago. And then Chapman, I think, was over this past weekend or, you know, something like that. So if they signed like then I don't know when Snell and Montgomery would sign. And, you know, I mean, at this point, they might not, you know, be on its opening day roster. You know, that's kind of what it seems like, possibly. That, you know, maybe, you know, they might wait. Or if, like, you know, someone gets injured in spring training, then, you know, that might cause that team to, like, you know, sign one of these players. I mean, you know, maybe if they can't come to agreement on a long-term deal, then, you know, they can sign them to, like, a 1-year deal, and then they can test free agency next year as well. I don't really know who. I have to see, like, you know, maybe some suitors for who it would be, because, like, and, like, yeah, it might depend on, you know, what happens in spring training with, you know, someone with an injury, or, like, you know, maybe, you know, a team is looking to add some depth type of thing. So we'll have to see. As far as, like, yeah, spring training, nothing really, you know, major. Like, Shohei Ohtani made his debut with the Dodgers in spring training, like, homered in his first game, you know, because of course he did. And, you know, as with, like, you know, spring training every year, you know, it's just about going through it, you know, getting your at-bats, getting some playing time, you know, working on your situational drills, like, you know, your first and third with, like, you know, nobody out, you know, your bunt defense, getting your at-bats in, you know, getting some conditioning and pitching and stuff like that. So that's, I mean, that's the main thing, because, I mean, you know, it's pretty common that, like, you know, the teams that are, you know, supposed to be, like, World Series contenders, you know, will, like, finish below 500 with a below 500 spring training record, or, you know, do even worse than that. So it's, like, not the, you know, much of the records is, yeah, you know, learning, you know, your team, or if, like, you're a minor leader with, like, a spring training, you know, invite, you know, try and prove that you belong on the roster, or, like, you know, show them that you can help the team at the major league level. So, like, even if you don't make the opening day roster and you get sent to, like, you know, AAA, AA, whatever it is, that if there's some injuries or, like, someone in the major league team, you know, straddles and needs to, like, they have to get sent down to the minor league level, the minor leagues to, like, you know, work on their approach and at the plate, or, you know, in terms of batting, or, like, you know, with the major league players, like, you know, if they get injured and then they come back, and then they're about to come back, and, like, you know, they'll go to, like, AA or AAA to, like, you know, for like a minor league rehab, you know, start or two. And if they're a pitcher, then yeah, they'll probably do at least a start or two, and then a position player, you know, gets my bat, play in the field a little bit, and then, like, yeah, when, you know, they're good to go, then yeah, they'll be, you know, brought back to the major league team. And then, yeah, if you come to major league team to replace someone that's, you know, got injured and to produce, then, like, you know, and then you get sent back to the minors, and, like, you know, the front office and the team will know that you can be relied upon at the major league level. So yeah, haven't paid attention, you know, too much to, like, you know, the stores, who's winning, who has what record, because, you know, there are bad teams that are, you know, they're gonna be bad and, like, rebuilding stuff like that, you know, during the regular season, and, you know, they might have a finish with, like, you know, a really good spring training record, and, like, the good contenders are gonna finish with a bad record, and that's just how it goes, you know, every year. So it's not, you know, a big deal, like, you know, focus on the record of your favorite team at spring training, like, you know, I mean, like, yeah, like, my Cubbies lost yesterday on my birthday, but, I mean, I'll take them losing on my birthday if it means, like, you know, they do good in the regular season type of thing. So, and, like, our major league roster now is pretty set, especially with the re-signing of Bellinger. You know, at this point, some of the players are just playing for, like, you know, position-wise, yeah. Like, our infield is preset, outfield set. Catcher, I don't know who our main, you know, starting catcher is going to be, and then who the backup is going to be. Because I know last year we had, like, Jan Gomes as backup, and, or, like, he also started, you know, primary catcher at some point, you know, so I don't know if we signed him back. And he was also, like, 30-something years old, so, like, to be a 30-something year old and be, like, a primary catcher is a lot to take care of, like, you know, physically on your body and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens, you know, with the re-signing of Bellinger, they're probably the favorites for the NL Central, you know, with the Brewers, you know, us getting, you know, taking their manager away from them, and then the Brewers trading Corbin Burns, their ace, to the Orioles. So, and like, you know, the Cardinals struggled last year too. The Pirates are in like, you know, a rebuild, as like, you know, they drafted Paul Skenes last year in the draft, number one overall. The Reds could be something, you know, they could be like a wild card contender, possibly made some noise. So we'll see. I mean, yeah, that's probably all I'm going to really talk about baseball-wise until, you know, the show that, you know, that I, until the show, like, before the regular season starts, you know, officially, and then, like, we'll do, like, an MLB, you know, season preview type of thing. Because, yeah, it's spring training, so it's, like, not a whole lot to talk about, you know, unless, like, you know, something major happens. But, like, you know, spring training, you know, teams are doing their thing, players are getting their at-bats, you know, getting some innings pitched and stuff like that. And that's all it really is. NBA, like, yeah, we're, like, post, what, 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks past the All-Star break, you know, regular season ends, yeah, in about a month, and playoffs start, you know, it'll be a couple days after that, because they'll do the play-in tournament, so they'll do that for, like, that's usually I think like 2 or 3 days after the last day of the regular season, and then they'll start that, and those tournament games are usually spread out. I want to say, like, you know, it's usually like 5 days type of thing, and then after that happens, then, you know, it'll be a couple games, and then a couple days, and then they'll do, you know, they'll start, you know, the NBA playoffs for realsies with, like, the first round and stuff like that. So, nothing really major. You know, the Boston Celtics and, like, still have, like, the best record in the NBA. They're on, last I checked, they're on a 10-game winning streak, which is, I think it either is the longest win streak of this season or it's tied for the longest. I want to say it's tied for the longest. And then, so yeah, they're the best record in the NBA, the number one seed in the East. I believe it's, I don't think that the defending champ, the Denver Nuggets, are the number one seed in the West. It might be Oklahoma City Thunder. I know the LA Clippers were number two. So then I think that would make, then I think maybe the Minnesota Timberwolves are three and then the Nuggets are four. I think that was, like, yeah, I think that is the standings as of, like, now, to the best of my ability to remember and stuff like that. You know, we're a month away, so we're still, you know, still change, especially in the Western Conference, where, like, you know, if you lose one game, you can go from, like, you know, being fourth to, like, sixth place, or, like, fifth to, like, ninth. So, you know, you definitely not, you know, mate, every game definitely matters, you know, more and more as we get closer to the end of the season. And, you know, the playoff race starts to heat up even more. Just like, yeah, the East, it's like, yeah, Celtics are number one. Bucks are number two. Don't know who's number three. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers are number four. And then, like, after that, it's like, I don't know. I think, like, the Pacers, I think I saw, were seven. Maybe the Pacers are 8th and the Atlanta Hawks are 7th and the Bulls are 9th and then some other, I don't know who's 10th. So it's a little bit more, I mean, as it's been, like, you know, for as long as I can remember with the NBA, it's always the Eastern Conference is always, like, very top heavy. There's always, like, at least two, like, dominant teams, and then, like, you know, maybe a third, like, on that, you know, borderline. And, like, you know, so, like, yeah, like, two, like, you know, top of the class, Eastern Conference, and then, like, there'll be, like, two or three, like, second class, like, second tier, and then everyone else is, like, you know, in that third or fourth tier. Because, like, yeah, there's always, like, the number one or two, like, dominant teams, and then everyone else is trying to, like, you know, pretty much play catch-up at that point. And, like, hope. You can try and at least get yourself to, like, a top four, you know, finish and get home court advantage, or at least that first round. you know, playoff series, and then, you know, possibly a second round, possibly the second round as well. But, you know, we were ways away. Stuff could happen. The Sixers have definitely kind of fallen a little bit. And then the East, I mean, that definitely has to do with the fact that, like, Embiid had, like, surgery. It seems that he wants to come back, or the goal is to at least try and come back before the playoffs begin. We have, I think the Clippers are hoping that Russell Westbrook, some kind of hand injury, is back for the playoffs. And then I believe it was Saturday or yesterday. Right? No, but it's either Saturday or Sunday. I want to say Sunday that Jalen Brunson of the Knicks had suffered a leg contusion, I believe. It was like in the first minute of the game. I started watching it like a little bit later. It had been like maybe halfway through the second quarter when like I tuned in. And like, yeah, I guess it happened like the first minute, and like apparently like he wasn't even like officially out. Like he was like listed as questionable. But like I don't know how you would have thought he would have been able to come in, because it seemed like, you know, they showed like some replays of like it happened and stuff like that. And like he was able to walk, you know, a little bit, but it was mostly, you know, with assistance. So like I don't know how you thought you were gonna come back after that, but you know, and like I know you want to try and come back out there and help your team, and you know, make, you know, a good, get yourself in a good playoff position to make a deep playoff run and stuff like that. But like if you're really hurt like that and then come back out and injure yourself or hurt yourself even worse, then yeah, it's not gonna be a fun time, and you're gonna wish you just like, yeah, stayed in the locker room and like, you know, just cut that game off and like, you know, see what happened next type of thing. So like NBA, I mean, like I didn't watch a whole lot of NBA this past week. And then like, you know, these Nets, like, 2 weekends are college basketball conference tournaments. Like, yeah, we'll have some, I think, start tomorrow. I believe so. Yeah. There should be some, we'll start tomorrow. Because, yeah, especially, like, you know, there's a conference that has, like 12 or 14 teams. I think it's like at least 14 or 16, I should say, not 12. They'll do, like, you know, you finish top four in the conference standings, then you get, like, a double bye. You know, teams 5 through 8 get just one bye. And then, you know, so. And then, yeah, March Madness will, with the first 4 games, starts March 19th, and then the actual tournament, March Madness tournament, starts March 21st. And that's always the best one. The best one's always, yeah, that Thursday, Friday, because, like, you know, there's games, like, from, like, you know, 11 or so a.m. to, like, going, and then, you know, 11, you know, 20 or 11:40, like, p.m., depending on the start times and all that stuff, so. Because, like, yeah, 64 teams, so that's 32 games in that first, you know, round of 64, you know, 16 games each day, and then, you know, gets cut in half after every 2 games. So, always fun. March Madness is probably my second favorite sporting event. I think I've talked about this on the show, but it's, like, my second favorite sporting event after the World Series. And then my third is probably, like, you know, NFL playoffs / Super Bowl. And that's, I believe, what I have, you know, for the upcoming weeks. You know, college basketball, March Madness. We'll have NFL free agency. I want to see if I can try and do, like, either next week or the week after that, have some friends of mine come on for, like, a special show and, you know, kind of talk some NFL stuff. You know, at least with my one friend, my best friend, like, he's paid into NFL and, like, the Packers. And then my other friend, like, she's also, like, you know, into the Packers, and but she's also more well-rounded in sports. Well, like, my best friend, yeah, pretty much just watches, you know, the NFL. And we'll pay attention to, like, some baseball stuff with like the Brewers and stuff, but that's about it. Like no college basketball or football, no NBA, no hockey, no nothing like that. So where she's, you know, watches a little bit more other sports than him. So if I can get that, you know, organized and set, that'll be pretty fun. That'll be a fun show. So yeah, that might be next Tuesday, or it could be like, you know, 2 weeks from now. We'll see. Kind of depends on scheduling and, you know, all that fun stuff, you know. So that concludes. That concludes this week's episode of Bases Loaded. Again, I am your host, Eric Ellison, and thank you for listening.